Welcome, everybody. Time for another episode of Asher Sales Sense. Brought to you by Asher Strategies, the only global sales training company that integrates leading sales methodologies and the latest neuroscience studies into a simple and repeatable 10-step process.
Thank you, Paul. Paul is our announcer for Asher Sales Sense, and I'm Dave Potts in the Asher Strategies studio in Washington, D.C. Our host today is Kyla O'Connell, Senior Partner and Sales Facilitator at Asher Strategies. And the title of the show is Achieving Aggressive Growth Goals with Digital Marketing. Kyla's guest is Hube Hopkins, President of WSI B2B Marketing. Mr. Hopkins applies years of CEO-level experience to help companies set strategies and choose digital marketing products that will pay for themselves. Topics covered during the program will include the absolute basics for digital marketing in 2019, what kind of ROI should be expected from digital marketing investment, and digital strategies for how to get ahead of the competition. Kyla, over to you.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome, Hube Hopkins. We're happy to talk with you today.
Thanks, Kyla. Great to be here.
One of the structures that I love to use when we have an expert like you on our radio show here is to really start with the basics. You know, what every company must know and must have with regard to their expertise. So for you, what are the absolute basics for digital marketing in 2019 for any growing company?
Yeah, thanks, Kyla. We have a six-step process here at B2B Marketing, and these basics really haven't changed in the 13 years we've been doing this. It starts with a great strategy, a growth strategy from the company, and that evolves down to a marketing strategy and a digital strategy. And then next is having a great interactive website and other web properties like Facebook pages, LinkedIn pages, those things. Actively driving traffic, visitors to the website or those other pages. Working conversion of those visitors into leads, and that's where we spend a lot of our time. Nurturing leads until they're ready to buy, and that's marketing automation, which I know you know a lot about and are a big proponent of. And then last but not least is to have a great sales process to wrap all that up, like Asher Strategies provides.
Okay, thank you. That was great. In our sales training, we talk about needing an interactive website, like you mentioned. Can you explain a bit more about what that means exactly? Because I think it means different things to everybody.
Yeah, it definitely does. To me, it means probably three things. One is the most important thing is it means really giving visitors or potential customers, giving them all the information they came looking for. So don't just give them a little piece and then make them have to call you or come visit you. Give them pretty much everything they need on the website. It means being a little bit entertaining, not in a ha-ha funny kind of way, but making it easy to find that information, making it a little bit fun, making it more engaging as opposed to what your competition does. And this varies by market quite a bit, obviously. And last, it means things like videos, which are becoming vitally important, maybe infographics on the website, something different than just stock pictures and content.
Yeah, we're talking about video a lot in our trainings now because of the importance of it in digital marketing. We are consuming 80% of our information on the internet through video. So if you go to a website today and there's not a video pretty early in that process and the user experience, it can be a turnoff to people today. So glad to hear you talking about that as well. One question I hear a lot is how much should we be investing in marketing, sales, and digital marketing? That's always the golden question. Do you have any ideas on that?
Yeah, tough question. It does vary by industry quite a bit, though. You know, companies that are emergency response companies, like a heating and air conditioning company, they're used to spending a lot on yellow pages in the old days and newspaper. And, you know, now they're spending that on digital marketing, but they're probably spending 25-30% of revenue on marketing. For the normal for most B2B customers, I would say, is in the 5-10% range of sales. Mm-hmm. At least half of that should be digital marketing these days. And you know, I don't think there's any question that growing companies are investing in marketing and companies that are sort of stale or not.
So SEO seems to be a bit of magic, and we get bombarded so much with companies who want to help us with our rankings through search engine optimization. Why is that? Why are so many companies kind of getting into this and bombarding people with this?
Yeah, it is a frustrating part of our business, but it's also one of the cornerstones of what we do. So, you know, one thing is SEO keeps changing. It changes every year. We have tools that show Google algorithm changes, and they're almost every month. So there's never a consistent story of how to do search engine optimization. And then there's no barriers to entry for search engine optimization. So sometimes there's inexperienced people who claim they can do this. They're just less than professional. And then every agency these days has to do SEO, so everybody's trying to do it. It's hard to be consistently great at SEO. We've struggled with it ourselves at times, but it's pretty much mandatory for a growing business. So it's a required investment. You have to do it if you're going to grow and be serious about digital marketing.
Well, yeah, that makes sense then. As we move away from the kind of basics of digital marketing, let's kind of move into where every company should be today. If a company wants to be ahead of their competition in digital marketing, what kinds of things should they be looking at as they go beyond the basics?
Well, a few of the things would be talking about SEO. An aggressive content marketing campaign is the way to do professional SEO these days. And just add more content to your website, write blogs, have videos on there, but have a lot of content on your website. And that's hard. That is probably the hardest thing we see people struggle with. Video and more engaging, interactive kinds of messages is real important. We talked about that earlier. You know, I think marketing automation is becoming a mandatory part of digital marketing and marketing in general. And so by marketing automation, I mean the personalization of the email marketing campaign, the way you follow up with leads via email marketing, keeping track of an interactive way what people did on your website, interfacing that with your CRM system. All that's becoming vital. Using social media, you know, that's been mandatory for advanced marketing for commercial companies, consumer companies for a long time, but now it's getting to be more and more important for B2B companies as well. And the last thing is that I think one of the things that's changed is it used to be okay to do four or five of these things, and you know, you could invest a little in digital marketing and get by, but today you really need to be doing some of all of the different pieces of digital marketing, and that's a pretty big change.
As companies invest in a higher level of digital marketing, what kind of return on investment should they expect, and how do you measure it?
You know, we shoot for a 300% ROI as a minimum. It is hard to measure for sure, and you know, the ROI depends on the profit per new customer. So if you're getting $10,000, $20,000 of value for a new customer, then that 300% ROI should be achievable. The point is that digital marketing should be a pretty high payoff investment if it's done correctly with a partner that will work to understand your business. And you know, the key to it is tracking leads and how do you attribute those leads to a campaign, you know, using phone tracking by source of the website interaction, those sorts of things. It's never an exact science. You know, even in digital marketing, when I first started this, I thought, hey, we could exactly calculate what ROI is, but not that easy. I mean, if a person comes to a trade show, meets your company, then they come back 6 months later and go to the website and convert into a sale, well, who gets credit for that? That's a tough question.
Right. And I know that we often ask that question internally at Asher. Well, wait a minute, how did that lead come into the, you know, the ecosystem of our website, or they called us, or did we meet them months ago? But what I always kind of walk away from those conversations with is it's everything, right? Because if you meet someone at a trade show, that's wonderful. We have made an investment to be there at that show. But if they will quickly go to our website, even probably on their phone. And if we don't have some of these digital marketing techniques and strategies to support them coming to our website, they're going to leave or think that we're not even up to speed. So it all builds on each other.
I think that's really right. I mean, the key is, are all the parts working together and not fighting each other? And sometimes that can happen, and we've seen it happen where one group is fighting the other group, but who gets credit for the lead? And that's at the detriment of the sales of the growth of the company. And you know, yeah. If you measure ROI just on one piece of that, just on the trade show or just on the digital marketing, and you try to be exact about it, it's always going to be low. And then temptation is, well, let's stop that. You know, it's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Right. Well, what are the most important metrics to measure in a company's digital marketing campaign?
Well, I always say that metrics depend on where you are in your campaign. So if you're just starting out doing digital marketing, your metrics are going to be way different than if you've been doing this for several years and now you're more in an advanced stage. So there's not a simple answer to it. But I would always say, pick the top four or five metrics that are really important to what you're trying to improve in the business. There usually are a small set of those that will have a direct impact on your business over the next 6 months or a year. And, you know, you always want to use what I call leading metrics, which are things like traffic to the website, how many raw leads you're generating, are the rankings of important keywords improving through the search engine optimization, those type of leading metrics. And just use the metrics to constantly improve. You know, pick things that you want to make better and measure it.
Right. Makes sense. And I think that also, you know, I'm of course biased and always looking at the sales part of this equation as well. We can have the best digital marketing strategies in place, and if we're producing quality leads for salespeople, that's what the whole purpose of this is. But if we're not following up and using best practice sales techniques, then it's very difficult then to measure ROI as well.
Kyla, it's time to take a quick commercial break. Over 200 correlation studies show that natural aptitude is the most significant factor in predicting sales success. Asher's Advanced Personality Questionnaire, the APQ, consistently identifies peak performers in outside sales, inside sales, sales management, customer support, and 17 other business positions. Go to AsherStrategies.com today or call 866-833-9941. That's Asher Strategies at 866-833-9941. We've been speaking with Hube Hopkins, president of WSI B2B Marketing, on achieving aggressive growth goals with digital marketing. Now back to Kyla and Hube.
Thanks, Dave. So Hube, we've walked through what's really expected of companies, how they should be operating today with regard to digital marketing. Let's now talk about some of the advanced concepts that maybe only 20% of the companies are doing and we can learn from. So what's changed in digital marketing over the last couple of years that can help companies use it better?
You know, one of the things is the rapid growth of tools that are available for digital marketing. I'll just give you an example. I had a potential customer this week send me a list of 10 CRM tools to see what our experience had been. He's trying to pick a new tool set for his company, looking at growth over the next 5 years. And there were 10 options, and five of them we had never heard of before. They were just totally unknown to us. And so, you know, it used to be that there were four or five tools for each thing you wanted to do, but now there's 15 or 20 tools. So picking the right partner and the right tool set for your company is really critical. And, you know, to me, that's can be a CEO level decision, because if you pick the wrong tool set, it really limits you going forward. The marketing automation and CRM is probably the most powerful thing that's changed in my lifetime in doing a digital marketing, which is about 13, 14 years now. The deep insight you get into website interactions, you know, what pages people have visited, what resources they've downloaded, which videos they've watched, how long they've watched them, if you want to measure those things. Integrating social media with website and really personalizing your email system. So that's been the biggest change that I see, actually, in terms of actual performance, making more sales. Next thing we're seeing, and this is an evolving thing, I'd say, is one more thing, if you don't mind, is B2B customers, particularly in the B2B world, customers are getting more demanding. I mean, we're seeing it a lot. People expect you to answer the phone now. They expect the phone number on the website. They're expecting the same online experience that they get on consumer sites. So you got to give them a really good experience, or else somebody else will, and you'll be losing business.
Right. Well, that certainly makes sense, because we are a bit spoiled, aren't we? As internet users, we expect to get any and all information that we want. And that's just kind of where we live today. I mean, well, you mentioned some of the things that customers expect in their B2B online experience. Are there any others outside of obviously a phone number, but, you know, videos and content? Are there any other things? What about, like, you know, InstaChat or kind of the immediate interactive tools? Are those something that B2B companies should be thinking about?
Oh, absolutely. I believe things like chatbots, which is the same thing you're talking about, is, you know, the ability to get an instant answer. If, you know, if a person can't find what they're looking for on the website, which, I recommended earlier that you make it easy to find what they're looking for, but that they can't, offer them some easy options. People love instant gratification. So, you know, we have engineering companies that offer up, have a chat with an engineer, because we want to get people engaged. So I think most B2B companies, just the culture is that they're not used to doing that. So I think the more you can do that, the more you can just ask them to come and interact with you, the better. I mean, look at things like, go to the Garmin website or the Lexus website. You know, they offer configurators and you can use to figure out what to buy and all these things. And that's what people are starting to expect in the B2B world. I mean, we're not there in every case, but you got to start thinking that way.
And I think also from the sales perspective, of course, I'm always going to be looking at the other half of this, spend all this investment and time and energy to make a wonderful online experience. And then if we're lucky enough to get that person to engage with us, if we don't act right away from a sales follow-up standpoint, we've really lost that opportunity. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree totally. When we first started in the business, we had several real estate clients. It was back in the real estate boom years. And so we learned very quickly, though, that the people that were successful were those that interacted within the first hour. And now if you look at real estate, they'll say in the first 5 minutes, right? I mean, people pick up the phone. So if you've got a lead, you need to call them like immediately.
Definitely. As we close here, Hugh, kind of wrapping things up about digital marketing, what should all companies be focusing on in 2019?
I'd say the first thing is, goes back to your first question, is take a hard look at your digital marketing versus your competition. I think one thing companies fail to do is take a every year or every 2 year look at where the competitors are and know where you stand with respect to digital marketing. And, you know, the pace of new best practices is pretty mind-boggling. And we see a lot of companies, we see a lot of prospects that are falling behind and trying to struggle with, okay, how do I catch up in this?
Yeah.
I'd say there's probably four big new areas. If you know, that's kind of the basics. Okay, you know, I knew that. I got to have the basics right. So there are probably four big areas that are new for B2B digital marketing coming up in 2019. First of all is the personalization of everything. Marketing automation talks about that with respect to email, trying to determine which pages people see personalized based on their buyer personas and all the things that are related to that, but trying to be more personal with customers and give them what they're looking for. I think AI, and I know John Asher and you talk about artificial intelligence and all that that's bringing to the world, but it's affecting marketing as well. Part of it's just marketing automation, but that's really the very bare bones basic, and everybody should be starting to do that. But AI is going to change how we market. I mean, today we do, for example, we do paid advertising on Google, pay-per-click advertising. A lot of it's still done manually for our customers because it's very niche, it's very technical, can't be turned over to a bot. But that's changing. There's going to be ways to do that, and people that are just annually plodding along at this are going to be falling behind. So AI is going to change everything around marketing.
Kyla, we just have a couple of minutes left.
Go ahead, Hugh. We want to wrap up.
Well, I was going to finish my big four, and then I'll let you... Yeah, we talked about video so much, but video is vital. If you're not doing video in 2019, you just got to go do it. And then last thing is start thinking about voice search. There's a prediction I read in the last couple of weeks about by 2020, over 50% of the searches on Google and related search engines are going to be by voice. A lot of that's on mobile phone, but a lot of it's even going to be on desktops and other things. People are just getting so used to searching by voice on Siri and Alexa and all these things that is changing the landscape. And that means you've got to change the way you write your content on the website to be more questions, more frequently asked questions. You know, how would people ask that question to Alexa is what you're trying to figure out. And that's a total change in our approach to it.
Oh, wow. That makes total sense. I've certainly, from a consumer standpoint, am already searching by voice, but I haven't even thought about how the back end of that affects our marketing strategy. So that's fascinating how that's changing. We're kind of accustomed to typing things in But the younger people don't. They don't want to be bothered with typing. They just pick it up and ask. I think that's very critical. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. So, Hugh, just to wrap up, how can people reach you?
Best way to reach me is give me a call on my cell. The number is 843-670-7838. And if you'd prefer, send me an email. It's Hube, H-U-B-E, at WSIB2B, the number 2, B2Bmarketing.com.
Perfect. Well, Hube, it's been a great conversation. I think you really did a wonderful job of walking us through what's critical today and what's coming in the near future. So thank you so much for joining us today. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Kyla and Hube. That's all the time we have for today, unfortunately. Our next show in 2 weeks is about improving organizational performance with world-class athlete mindsets. Be sure to join us. From now until the next show, John Asher reminds us to please, please get out there and sell something. Paul, take it away.
That's going to wrap it up for another edition of Asher Sales Sense, right here in the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.